This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Homeless advocacy groups are suing the state over COVID-19 housing. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
In their suit, the groups argue that because the governor has ordered everyone in Colorado to stay home as much as possible to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, the government must provide housing to those without it. Several cities are opening facilities for people with the virus who don't have stable housing. But the suit argues that what's being planned lags far beyond the need. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is one of the cities where people experiencing homelessness who come down with COVID-19 will soon have a new place to isolate themselves. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the city auditorium will be used to shelter up to 100 people.
The shelter will serve as a place for those with the new coronavirus to recover. Medical referrals from local hospitals will be required for admittance. Dr. Robin Johnson is with El Paso County Public Health. She says the location will not only help slow the spread of the disease, but also serve as a comforting place for those who are sick.
From a health perspective, we are really pleased to have this opportunity to facilitate some isolation that is consistent with what the rest of our residents have been asked to do.
Officials say the shelter came together over the past 2 weeks through the work of over a dozen local organizations and a $63,000 grant from the Pikes Peak Community Foundation. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Aurora is working with a private hotel to shelter people with coronavirus who have no place to go. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.